WJMS Media is the proud Raise Your Voice media sponsor for the American Lung Association's 8th Annual Lung Force Walk, New York City, taking place on Saturday, May 21st at Pier 16 at the South Street Seaport in Manhattan. Walk with us to raise critical awareness and funds to end lung cancer and other chronic lung diseases. For more information on how to register for free or donate, visit www.lungforce.org/NYC. Because when you can't breathe, nothing else matters. The views and opinions expressed by any guest or host of WJMS Media do not reflect the beliefs of its owners or associates. No liability, explicit or implied, should be extended to WJMS Media or its show hosts, whose words, advice, and/or opinions appear from or on our website or on air.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Are we on the air?
This is WJMS Media.
Jam. This chick is a sick individual.
You're tuned in to Sound Off with your girl Jams right here on WJMS Media.
There is no competition.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sound Off right here on WJMS Media. This is your girl, Jams. I'm so excited to be with you today. I have a really great show for you. This is the power of social media. These connections get made sometimes just out of the blue, and folks connect with you just randomly. And, you know, it just kind of works out in a really awesome way. And this is one of those moments where, you know, that kind of happened for this episode here. Before we get into the show for today, I want to make sure I do the original announcements and the normal announcements. Make sure you check us out on social media. We're at WJMS Media on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and TikTok. We've also got some video content up on YouTube as well. It's also where a lot of our archives are. So if you want to watch some previous episodes of Sound Off, you can find them there, as well as some other appearances and shows and roundtables and things like that through WJMS Media. You can also check out Sound Off at WJMS Sound Off on Facebook as well to follow us. And if you want to comment or anything like that on this program, we are broadcasting live through Facebook and YouTube. So you'll be able to leave comments and questions and concerns, and then we'll be able to still continue the conversation even after the show is over. So this evening or this afternoon, my guest for today is Derek Zinser. He is an author, an entrepreneur, and an advocate. It's always been a bucket list dream of his to write a childhood book. And this one was a little bit near and dear to my heart. Mostly, you know, you guys know my diagnosis and my story. So you know that I have a personal connection to cancer. And so the book that he's writing is, Sir Roland's Big Adventure. And it's actually a book for childhood cancer, you know, which is definitely something that we don't talk enough about and doesn't nearly get enough attention. But I want to make sure that I give him an opportunity to talk about his book that's coming out, as well as the partnerships that he's established and created, and give him the opportunity to talk about where it all came from and the journey. So I want to welcome this afternoon Derek Zinser to the show. Derek, thanks for being with me today. How you doing?
Good. How are you? I appreciate you, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I didn't really give the audience any bio on you. So why don't you give the audience a little bit of a background on who you are and sort of how you came to be an author?
Sure. So I went to University of Oregon. The whole reason, or the whole opportunity I got around cancer anyways, is I lost my father to cancer on New Year's Day in 2009. So I started volunteering, wanted to give back. So I started volunteering with Relay for Life in Eugene, Springfield, in Oregon, part of the American Cancer Society. And from that stemmed my nonprofit that I created called Mascots for a Cure. So created, it's all for childhood cancer. So based off of that experience and just the experience of doing 96 hospital visits, that's kind of how my children's book came about, is just seeing how powerful and amazing and strong these kids were and are, and as well as their families. So just being able to be around them and get to know them personally one-on-one.
Okay. So, and I want to jump into that a little bit, because you said 96 hospital visits. So
yeah,
how did you pick the hospitals, and what goes into that whole process? Because that sounds like a lot.
Yeah. So I'd reached out to the child life specialist at whatever hospital we ended up going to, all across the nation. And then I would reach out to local mascots, between pro mascots, minor league mascots, oh geez, companies that have mascots, and on and on. So there's tons of mascots out there, and it's kind of fun because these kids, from what I've experienced and heard from the parents and even the grandparents, some of them would not want to get out of bed, but when they heard that the mascots were going to be there, it's fun picture opportunities. They play games with them, so that was a really positive thing, getting these mascots pre-COVID, obviously, to come in and do these hospital visits. So it all started with the Child Life team, which they're amazing, and they're the ones that do all the fun activities for these kids.
That's awesome. That is really cool. So for those folks that don't know, and of course I'll throw the links in the comment section and stuff like that, but the book that you actually published called Sir Roland's Big Adventure has a big old lion on the front of it. So are you planning on making a mascot for him and having him kind of tour around to read the book to children?
That's a phenomenal idea. It's crossed my mind. Mascots are pretty expensive. I mean, I have connections, obviously, and contacts with companies that create these for the pro teams and minor league teams too. So it's definitely crossed my mind to be able to have him there, reading at elementary schools or hospitals or whatever the case may be, bookstores.
Yeah.
So it's a possibility.
Sounds it'd be really cool. As you were talking about that, I'm like, that would be a really cool a thing to do for the
It'd be
kids,
an
I think.
amazing mascot too. Just Sir Roland, just a good-looking character.
Yeah, absolutely. So folks, to give you guys a little bit of statistics about childhood cancer, I got these straight from your website, Derek. Every day, 43 children are diagnosed with cancer. There are approximately 375,000 adult survivors of children's cancer in the United States. More than 40,000 children undergo treatment for cancer each year. After accidents, cancer is the second leading cause of death in children ages 1 to 14, and about 1,190, so a little bit less than 1,200 children under the age of 15 are expected to die from cancer in 2020. About 11,050 children in the United States under the age of 15 will be diagnosed in cancer in 2020, and childhood cancer rates have been rising slightly for the past few decades. And the average diagnosis of a child is age 6. Actually, and another thing I found interesting, and I talk about this a lot in my own journey, is the government funding that gets allotted to the different cancers. Only 3.9% of all government funding actually goes to pediatric cancer research, which I think is, crazy. I know when we talk about lung cancer and stuff like that, we talk about the percentages of funding, we always feel like it's just not enough. But that right there, 3.9% is just absolutely not even anywhere near, enough money for research on this. And no child deserves cancer whatsoever. So yeah, I was just struck when I was on the website and I read all these statistics. I just was I, it kind of it almost like took the breath away. I was just like, wow, that those numbers are staggering.
And that's one of the hashtags in the childhood cancer world that lots of organizations and nonprofits use is more than 4%. I mean, there's really been, I don't even know how many years it's been, but it's been probably decades, I would say, since any new development for, childhood cancer treatment. Basically, they're on the same type of treatment that adults are, but they're not adults. They're little, tiny humans that are having to, put their bodies through that type of treatment, and it's not good. And they have obviously big side effects from losing their hearing and not being able to have kids and on. So it's just incredibly sad.
Yeah, and I think they said something like 60% of children who will survive cancer end up having, long-standing disabilities and things like that just from dealing with it. Why do you think that there is just not enough? I mean, I know in terms of lung cancer, there has to be clinical trials, there has to be things like that for new medications and things to make it to market. So, I mean, I know it's hard to say, let's let my child participate in anything like that. But I mean, sometimes you got to think about, is it, I know it might be crazy, it might be a little experimental, but is this something that's going to prolong my child's life? Why do you think that there isn't, as many developments in childhood cancer treatments? Like, do you have any idea why that is?
I don't know. I mean, I just think the focus isn't there. I mean, it is for obviously parents who have a child who is battling cancer or a parent who lost a child. I mean, that focus is definitely there, but just making more noise in the government. I mean, lung cancer, obviously, with smoking, they get a lot of attention. Breast cancer gets a ton of attention as well, but I'm not quite sure why. But it's going to change, though, and that's why we're donating to Saving Sophie through this book.
Yeah.
Their organization through NCORE also NKORE. Yeah, they're doing some amazing things around NK cells, natural killer cells, and working with some scientists and doctors out of UCLA. And so they're working. There's people out there and organizations out there that are definitely striving to help out.
Absolutely. And for those folks that don't know, again, I will drop the link at the end of the show in the information section so you can read a little bit more up on it. As I was doing my research for the show, I read into Saving Sophie and the organization. For those that don't know, it is a nonprofit that was inspired by 9-year-old Sophie Ryan's cancer story. And she was diagnosed at 8.5 months old. And it's basically the basis behind it is science behind, you know, there's actually like cannabis and all kinds of things that are in, you know, the foundation of what they're doing. And they've seen some really remarkable sort of just healing that comes from using this kind of treatment, you know, even in young children. And so it's something that is, it's very, especially with the legalization of, you know, CBD and marijuana and whatnot going around the United States. I definitely hope that programs like this get more of what they need to help, you know, bring some healing to some of these young folks that are suffering like that. You know, so again, it's Saving Sophie, folks. Check it out online and do a little bit of research and look into it. It's actually really remarkable stuff. It made me stop for a minute and just think, wow, that's amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so how did you get connected with them? Like, why of all the organizations did you pick them?
Yeah, so just through Mascots for a Cure, I connected with the family a little bit and just got to know Tracy and her husband, Josh. And then, of course, got to know Sophie a little bit better, too. So they're just a great family that are doing some big things around childhood cancer. And just really what attracted me is what Tracy's doing with NCOR and the natural killer cells as well. Try to help patients just like Sophie who are going through this. So just it's mainly the family and the connection and just knowing Sophie and just her amazing positive energy. And she's just like almost like every other child that I've ever worked with around childhood cancer. They're just different. They're amazing. They're strong. They inspire adults. They give adults strength as well.
They do. Yeah. You see a child going through something like that and it really kind of minimizes any, you know, major issue you think you're going through, you know, like, look at this poor child right here. And I'm complaining that, like, you know, whatever. So yeah. There's two other things. I know Bravery Books, we're going to talk about that and, you know, that the whole entire sort of organization there. But Holly Blue, I'm interested to talk about how you got connected with Holly Blue. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, through Tracy. So Tracy has so many connections. She's out of LA.
Yeah.
And she's good friends with Kara. And Kara is a nurse. She used to be a nurse, oncology nurse at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. So she created this app called Hollablue that's for nurses. And so they're a partner of ours for the book. So they're going to share it with all the nurses. I think they have over 600,000 nurses subscribed to this app. So it's a huge platform. Basically, it's like a all-in-one shopping for nurses. This app is Hollablue.
Yeah. And I have a lot of nurses in my family and in my friend circle and stuff like that. And so I was, you know, thinking if they're not already involved in this, it might be something that they're interested in getting into and being involved with, you know, overall. So I'm definitely going to be passing the word on to the folks that I know in the industry.
That's
and
wonderful.
In the field. Yeah. To get involved with it.
Yeah. Kara's an amazing woman, an amazing nurse. And actually through Tracy, I've met Kara. Through Kara, she introduced us to Michael Bublé because she actually took care of Michael's son, Noah, when he was 3 years old and had cancer. So actually that's part of the reason why I'm going to the airport today is flying to Vegas. I'm meeting Tracy and Josh and Sophie for the first time. And we're going to see Michael Bublé tomorrow night, of which he's going to dedicate the concert to Sophie that night, which is pretty special.
That absolutely is. And so if you're going to Vegas and you're meeting all these people and you're doing all of these things, you know, my question for you is, you know, how come nobody else has gotten on board with you? Like, there should be major, like, you know, St. Jude's and Ronald House and like all of these major, when you think childhood cancer, the two major ones that you think of are St. Jude and you think of the Ronald McDonald, you know, House charities that go to benefit children's cancer. So you know, have you been able to partner with them at all or anything like that to further your message?
Not quite with St. Jude's or Ronald, but I mean, we do have, I think it's 68 total children's hospitals on board who want a copy of the book to kind of, you know, have their child life team and marketing team go through to see if it's something that they want to provide as a resource to the kids that they work with. I do have connections and contacts at St. Jude's, but they're such a big, and what they do is amazing. Like, everybody loves St. Jude's. So they're very good at what they do. But it's also, it's more about who you know, not what you know, as far as trying to get into St. Jude's. So eventually some of the connections that we have throughout the years with Mascots for a Cure, just some of these families, we'll be able to hopefully link up with them.
Hey, listen, if a Michael Bublé concert, you know, that you guys are sort of partnered with and a part of is dedicating, you know, their entire concert to a childhood cancer survivor, listen, it's only a matter of time before St. Jude's is like, there's another playing person on our field here. You know what I mean? Like, and wants to partner together. So I hope that happens for you.
I hope so too. I mean, I love St. Jude's. I love everything about them. And Michael just has a big heart. It's just, I guess, his personality and his character. So obviously, and he has a personal story and tied to childhood cancer as well.
Absolutely. So Bravery Books, that's your name right now on the chat. And I know that is the publisher of the book, Sir Roland's Big Adventure. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, I mean, a lot of people just write a book and move on from there. Like, what made you start Bravery Books?
The company that I started here in, just in Scottsdale, Arizona. So I started it here. But Sir Roland's Big Adventure, it was always a bucket list item, like you mentioned, to write a children's book. And just from my experience of spending time, like, I don't even know how many hours upon hours with these kids, this book actually features 13 real children that I've worked with before. I think there's four of them who sadly have passed, so they're up in heaven, but they all created their own cancer fighting name, because they always have like Max the Brave or Sophie the Warrior Princess. They all created their own cancer fighting name, their own spirit animal, and their own superhero power. So together, along with Sir Roland, which is the mascot or the main character, they go through this medieval journey through epic, fantasy lands, basically, to defeat cancer in the form of a dragon known as Reknak, which is, of course, cancer backwards. So they go on, they team up together to defeat Reknak, the terrible dragon. And then at the very end, they all get knighted by the king as brave knights.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
So, and it's like these kids, I mean, they're kids. So, of course, they have these huge, bigger, larger than imagination. So they picked out their own superhero powers and everything else. So I didn't have anything to do with as far as their characters and what they wanted. So I just listened to what they wanted and made it happen.
Who came up with the whole concept as a whole? Did that come from a child as well? Or did you make that up and the kids kind of fit into each of the roles?
Yeah, so I made up the overall concept, the foundation of it. The next book, I probably won't have as many characters because my illustrator hated me for sure. I mean, 13 characters plus Sir Roland.
That is kind of messed up.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. So I'll probably reduce that a little bit, but it's just this foundation is something that I came up with just because I feel like I don't have any children, but I have seven nieces and nephews. So I just kind of picture what they would like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So then when you spend a lot of time with kids, you kind of become one.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. I have the same kind of situation, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So Bravery Books is an LLC. It's not a publishing company, right? Or is it?
No, it's not. Funny enough, the publishing company that we're working with, it's called Mascot Books. So
okay.
There's like that kind of bizarre tie-in. So there's Mascot Books, Mascots for a Cure. So they're a great organization that was started by a father whose daughter, I believe it was, liked mascots. So they're our publisher is through them. We're also trying to turn it into a kids series through a streaming service. So we have a producer out of LA that's shopping our lookbook around, trying to get it picked up by one of the main streaming services. So, and it won't be just focused on childhood cancer. It'll be any really childhood disease, illness. Doesn't matter what it is. Autism, you go on and on.
Absolutely. I was going to ask that. So, I mean, yes, Sir Roland is getting ready to launch and he's going to take off and be huge. So I know that you're thinking about book number two and you've already made a little bit of mention on it on this show. So do you have any idea of what the second book is going to be? Or do you have any other books that already have tackled something like this or similar to this?
No, I don't know. I don't know if it'll just be focused on just childhood cancer. I mean, what's great about this book is it's, I don't know if this is the right word or not, but it's generic enough to where it is about childhood cancer, but it doesn't mention it a whole lot. So it's really could be about any illness that a kid is going through. I do have a few of the characters' ideas and kids on board. I think I have 3 out of the 7 or 8 that I might do. Mm-hmm. And it's just Sir Roland goes to, I mean, it might be the North Pole next time, or Sir Roland goes to Ireland, or whatever it is.
And nice.
It's kind of the same concept, but I do want to kind of play with the idea of not just having it be cancer. It could be really any illness.
That'd be awesome. And when is the official launch of Sir Roland? When does that happen?
I'm hoping July 4th. So we're just waiting for a few other pieces with hopefully getting Michael to write the foreword of the book. And then oncology nurses from Children's Hospital of LA that Kara has connections with writing the endorsements for the back of the book. And then it gets sent to the publisher. They're going to do the layout of it and then send it to print, which takes about 2 months.
Okay. Good stuff.
So the official launch will hopefully be July 4th.
After. Okay. So it'll launch July 4th, like in what, digital format? Or it won't be available in hard copy yet, right? Because you still have to get it printed and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm hoping where people could purchase it from the website or through Mascot Books. And then the retail day will be about 2 months after the launch date, where you'll see it in Barnes & Noble, Target, Costco, Amazon.
All your favorite spots. So what did you do before this? You know, what was Derek Zinsser's like before Sir Roland's big adventure and the touring of the country to see all the different children's hospitals and stuff like that? And unfortunately, the loss of your father. What was life like before all that? What were you doing?
Well, so I, like I mentioned earlier, I graduated from University of Oregon with a psychology degree and business degree as well. So I did a lot of retail management, and then I started creating, I love event planning. So I started creating my own 5K events in Oregon. So I was organizing and I was the founder and race director and creator of these fun, kind of fun and different 5K events that were also popular, like color runs, like Color Me Rad. So I created things like the Dirty Duck 5K, which was for Oregon Duck fans, where we hit you with green and yellow color bombs at stations. And then at the very end, we feathered you. So you ended up, started the run looking like yourself. I know it sounds kind of bad, but then you ended it looking like a duck. So organized stuff like that. And then a 5K obstacle course called the Rad Run. And then a ugly sweater run called Oregon's Ugliest Sweater Run.
I like it. Any thoughts of combining the old life with the new?
I don't know. Like we did organize one 5K in Wilmington, Delaware for Mascots for a Cure. And that was pretty fun. But I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. I could see some things coming from that.
Yep.
Pick your favorite, you know, Sir Roland's Big Adventure character and do the 5K. And then, you know.
It's fun, but it's definitely want to focus on the books. And it's just, I feel like it has such potential, especially if it's turned into a kid series that people could relate to, whether it's, you know, Netflix, Amazon, whatever it is, Hulu.
Yeah.
Whoever wants to pick it up.
That would be awesome. And, you know, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, folks that are listening, you know, ding, ding. Here's your connection. But
that's awesome.
So I want to, you know, just give you an opportunity to talk about anything else on your plate, you know, for the horizon coming up that you want to share with the audience today. Is there anything else that you want to share with us or that you want to sort of, you know, create buzz around and bring folks' attention to?
It's really just the book. I mean, they can visit the website at braverybooksllc.com to kind of learn more about the characters and the story behind them and who they are. It posts on the website. It has each character, like the illustrated character, as well as a picture of the actual child that says, you know, a little bit more about them, what hospital they went to, what type of cancer they were fighting, some of their favorite activities and favorite things to do. So awesome. Really just the website. And my dream is also to, I'm going to nursing school here. That's part of the reason I moved from Delaware to Arizona, because my dream is to be a pediatric oncology nurse. And then on my off time, write more children's books and kind of tie that in together.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time today, and just all of the work that you're doing within the childhood cancer community. I cannot wait to see Sir Roland launch. I'm excited to see it. I definitely want to copy myself for sure. So
yes,
please do. And I definitely am looking forward to seeing, you know, Sir Roland on Netflix. I am going to lose my, I'll be like, oh my God, he did it. You know?
Yeah. It's God willing. I mean, he's the one that put this idea on my heart. So it's really his book, not mine. So.
Yep. I tell you what, when he puts the ideas on your heart, he makes sure that the things happen that need to happen. So strap in and get ready.
Crazy how he does it. Yeah. I mean, even with Michael Bublé, I'm like, he's my favorite singer. I want him to write the foreword. Boom. He opens up doors. It's all God. He's the one that's just orchestrating it all.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, I am going to let you get to your flight so you can get on that plane and get to Vegas and meet Michael Bublé. I want to thank you for your time this afternoon. I cannot wait to see what comes from Sir Roland. And I just want to, again, just thank you for paying attention to childhood cancer. You know what I mean? Like, you could have taken any cancer out there, but the fact that you're looking at childhood cancer, I think is really, it's amazing. And I think it's an awesome thing that you're doing.
I appreciate you, Jamie. You made my day.
Absolutely. And folks, we'll be back with another episode of Sound Off right here on WJMS Media. Make sure you keep it locked. If you have questions, concerns, comments, want to connect with him in any way, shape, or form, Derek, where can they get a hold of you?
You could email me at braverybooks@gmail.com or through the website. My contact information is on that too.
Absolutely. I'll make sure all of that is available in the info on this episode. So if you're curious and you want to connect, and more importantly, if you want to grab that book, make sure you connect with us, WJMS Media, on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and TikTok. Also connect with us on YouTube to see the comments and leave comments as well, and support and encouragement for what Derek's doing. And again, we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, everybody stay safe. Derek, have a safe flight, and we'll see you next time right here on WJMS Media.
Thanks for listening to WJMS Media, where media is reimagined. You can check us out on our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Also check out our website at www.wjmsradio.com. And we also have a newsletter, so you can subscribe and be up to date on everything.